'Tis Squantum worked to prove his value to the Pilgrims. He was so successful that when some anti-British Indians abducted him, the colonists sent out a military expedition to get him back. They did not stop to ask themselves why he might be making himself essential, given how difficult it must have been to live in the ghost of his childhood home. In retrospect, the answer seems clear. The alternative to staying in Plymouth was returning to Massasoit and renewed captivity. Recognizing that the Pilgrims would be unlikely to keep him around forever, Tisquantum decided to gather together the few survivors of Patuxet and reconstitute the old community at a site near Plymouth. More ambitious still, he hoped to use his influence on the English to make this new Patuxet the center of the Wampanoag Confederation, thereby stripping the sachemship from Massasoit, who had held him captive. To accomplish these goals, he intended to play the Indians and English against each other. The scheme was risky, not least because the ever-suspicious Massasoit sent one of his pinnace, Hobomok, to Plymouth as a monitor. Hobomok, like Tisquantum, apparently adopted a new name in his dealings with the British. Hobomok was the source of evil in Wampanoag cosmology. Sometimes the two men were able to work together, as when Hobomok and Tisquantum helped the Pilgrims negotiate a treaty with the Massachusetts Confederation to the north. They also helped establish a truce with the Nauset of Cape Cod after the Pilgrims promised to pay back the losses caused by their earlier grave robbing. By fall, the settlers' situation was secure enough to hold a feast to celebrate the harvest. Massasoit showed up with 90 people, most of them young men with weapons. The Pilgrim militia responded by marching around and firing their guns in the air in a manner intended to convey menace. Gratified, both sides sat down, ate a lot of food, and complained about the Narragansett. Ecce Thanksgiving. All the while, Tisquantum covertly tried to persuade other Wampanoag that he was better able to protect them against the Narragansett than Massasoit. In case of attack, Tisquantum claimed, he could respond with an equal number of Indian troops and the British, who might be able to intimidate the enemy. He evidently believed that the Narragansett did not have enough experience with European guns to know that they were not as fearsome as they first appeared. To advance his case, Tisquantum told other Indians that the colonists had hidden away casefuls of the agent that caused the epidemic, and that he could manipulate them into unleashing it. Even as Tisquantum attempted to foment Indian distrust of Massasoit, he told the colonists that Massasoit was going to double-cross them by leading a joint attack on Plymouth with the Narragansett, and he attempted to trick the Pilgrims into attacking the sachem. In the spring of 1622, Tisquantum accompanied a delegation to the Massachusetts in Boston Harbor. Minutes after they left, Bradford later recalled, one of the surviving Patuxet came running in seeming great fear to inform the settlers that the Narragansett, and he thought also Massasoit, were planning to attack. The idea clearly was that the colonists, enraged by the putative assault, would rise up and smite Massasoit. Tisquantum would be away, so his hands would seem clean. Instead, everything went awry. In Indian villages, people could only be summoned by shouting. Once a canoe had gone a few hundred yards, it could not readily be called back.